You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Young, Stuart, and Neil Holin. Social media has become an integral part of our daily lives. It has also offered rich soil for rumor mongering. WeChat, China's leading social media platform, has summarized the top 10 rumors that spread like fire in the year of 2016. The numbers are just in. Let's refute these rumors and find out a way to stay smart, if possible, in the year of 2017. So let's look at the rumors that got onto everybody's smartphone, pretty much, and what kind of rumors have they been?
Well, apparently the most popular one is the health-related rumors. Everyone is super sensitive and concentrated about their health condition and, of course, their loved ones. So when people saying eating a kind of mushroom and eggplant together will generate a kind of poison that kill you, everyone is thinking it's better to be safe than sorry. Let's just stop eating mushrooms and eggplants. So that kind of rumor spreads because it doesn't really do that of a harm if you listen to it, but it may be poisoning if you don't listen to it. So this is the kind of rumor that everyone is pretty much what's being really popular. And there are other like scientific common sense kind of rumor, and there are also rumors where media has playing a role in this and falsely reports these kind of rumors so everyone think it's true.
Yeah, there are some strange ones floating about. Eating certain kinds of dishes might result in suffering from a virus called SB250.
Yeah, that is a sad one.
which in Chinese, then especially if it's a Chinese person reading that, they should know that that's a joke on the Chinese language. So, I mean, I know that, and I'm a foreigner. So
that knows very good Chinese.
Well, not so good, but still, I could tell that's fake. And there are other ones that might be seen to be more true, such as clicking on this link will cause you to lose all your bank details, which, you know, that could happen in a certain scenario. But still, people are falling for a lot of silly things here. And I think it's because on WeChat, especially, if you post this news, your friends, you all live in kind of like an echo chamber. Mm-hmm. And you probably all have the same kind of views on life. So your friends would probably also believe what you believe. So that's a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, and my personally, there is a rumor saying that if you eat vitamin C and shrimp together, it'll kill you. I've been falling for that for years, and only until like recent years I get to know that it will require a huge amount of shrimp and a huge amount of vitamin C for you to actually die. So I feel like the best lie is always half truth. So there are some scientific background in this, but it's not entirely true, so it's easy for people to fall into it.
Oh, that is such a shrewd observation. So you're saying that a lot of these rumors, or the best ones, quote unquote, are the ones that have a shred of truth to it.
Yes.
But there is still a big chunk of it that's just made up. And that's kind of hard to spot sometimes. And also, I think for rumors to catch on, it feeds on the vulnerability of human beings. So it's the health issues, it's scientific things that we just have no idea about. Those are the areas that we easily fall victim. So here's the important part that we need everybody to know. How can we stay smart?
If you see some information about saying that it's from an official website, maybe you should go check the official website instead of just listening to it.
Check the source, people.
Check the source. And sometimes have some common sense. Like if you see SB250, that is a common sense kind of thing. I can help you if you can notice that. And develop a good habit of using the internet. That is to, if you can't find the source, at least find if there are people that have already trying to say it. It's a rumor, and listen to those smart people.
Yes.
And also, just because it's written down doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah. Yes. And also, don't forget, we have a legal regulation on this. If you are spreading a rumor that's been reposted 500 times, then yeah, you, or 5,000 times being retweeted, then yes, there are some serious legal ramifications that come back and bite you. So you need to be careful when you're spreading these things. You're listening to Roundtable. That's all for today. Bye-bye, everybody.